Did my chair just fall a foot?
I wish I did.
Did I curse on the air?
No.
Oh. Give me that water, Michelle.
Which is not a city in Spain? Madrid, Lisbon, Barcelona, or Sevilla?
Lisbon.
Very good. Which is not a tributary of the Mississippi?
Oh, good God.
The Ohio, Missouri, or Rio Grande?
Rio Grande?
Very good. Oh, my God.
I'm so smart.
Before the invention of the printing press, how were books reproduced?
What? I don't understand the question. I do not recall.
Okay.
Wait, what's the answer?
They were copied by hand.
What other way could they be copied?
Well, then you should have just said that.
Oy.
Okay, correct this sentence. I don't think no game is that important.
I don't think any game is that important.
I do.
Like this game. It's Friday, 6:27 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
Happy New Year. I'm Michelle.
And we're back.
Are you better than ever?
Better than ever in 2018. Fatter than ever.
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez.
More to love, baby.
Ugh.
Gross. Even when I, like, answer the phone now, I can, like, feel my fat.
You feel fatter?
Yuck.
I feel fatter when I think I'm a mouth breather now. I'm like,
because you're so giant?
Because I'm so fat.
Ugh. Yeah, you're gross.
I know.
I'm going to turn all these buttons off. Every last one. You watch me.
Can I get a sheet of paper?
Yeah, can I ask you more questions?
Sure. We have Andy's mail. We should open it.
Open it. What'd he get?
I don't know.
Oh, because people... Actually, you should have gotten your... Swag, or your swag is on the way from the October fundraising marathon. Did you see those Black Wolf Moo shirts? Those are killer.
No.
You didn't see them?
I didn't get one.
How much did you pledge?
$1 million.
Then you should have gotten way more than one. Open his. He might have one in there.
It's going to be mine.
Ooh, that crunching is nice.
This is a felony.
Did he get one?
Ew.
He got the yellow one?
Yeah.
Don't say ew. Everyone loves that shirt.
Yeah, but then I was just, like, really excited for the other one.
The turtle shirt's cool, dude. Don't be a...
I can't help it.
Put in chronological order.
Okay.
Reformation.
I am not going to get this.
Reformation, Middle Ages, Renaissance. You got this, girl.
I don't know this at all. I don't know history at all. Like, you ask me a date, I'm like, what?
Middle Ages, Renaissance, Reformation.
What the hell is Reformation?
It's that whole thing where the guy, Martin Luther, posted the bills on the door or something like that, right?
Okay, so then I guess it's Middle Ages, Renaissance, Reformation?
I already told you.
Oh, sorry.
All of the Earth's oceans are connected. True or false?
True?
Yes. Who wrote... Oh, I don't know this one.
What? What? Come on. Maybe I do.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Which did not come from Japan? Karate, Kung Fu, Judo, or Jiu-Jitsu?
Karate.
No. Didn't you see The Karate Kid?
Kung Fu.
Yes. From China.
We should just ask our listeners trivia questions and then give a t-shirt to whoever gets the most right.
We don't have that many t-shirts.
No, it's only one person.
Oh, whoever gets the most right in a row?
Yeah. Should we change the topic? We can do the other topic next week. Or I guess we could do this next week. But now it's more fun because we have it out.
Okay. How many cells does an amoeba have?
Millions?
You fool.
One?
Yes.
Wait, so what do we want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Oh my god, are we like a married couple trying to decide where we're going for dinner?
I'd rather kill myself than have that discussion ever again in my life.
What do you want to eat? I don't know.
I don't know. What do you want to move for? I don't know. You decide.
Can
I don't
you
know.
Just
you want
decide?
To just get seamless? I don't want you to decide. I don't want to. So how about hamburgers? We had hamburgers the other day. What
do you
think
really
about Chinese?
Eat
Chinese
meat
never
again.
Makes you feel satisfied.
I had sushi for lunch.
Yeah, I had sushi for lunch a couple days ago, and it was really good. I'd like to get it again. What do you think, babe?
Oh, God. Wait, what do we want to do? Do we want to play that game, or do we want to go with our topic?
I don't know.
Could we just let them decide and have both?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, our topic tonight is what's your favorite meat?
Or choose a question.
Or yeah,
trivia.
Or trivia. Whatever you want, guys. This is 2018. Everyone's free to do as they please.
I love hearing that.
201-209-9368. What's your favorite meat / trivia?
Scott's supposed to call tonight.
Scott Williams?
No, Scott out of jail. Brewster
oh,
and Scott.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully he can get through. You know how we blow up this joint.
201-209-9368. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Now that I have TMJ, do you think being on the show is going to hurt my jaw a lot because of all the talking?
Yeah.
Great. Should have drugged myself. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hey, Rooster.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Did you make it through the holidays safely?
Barely, but safely.
Well, now.
How about you?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was a very good year this year because Scott did get out of prison.
We heard. Have you seen him yet?
I haven't seen him.
Ugh, I bet you're dying to.
Yeah, I am. But, hey, take it as it comes. Right, what we got right now, this is very good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great news.
So what's your favorite meat, Rooster?
Well, I like a nice steak.
What kind of steak?
Well, it's all good. But I think a porterhouse, medium rare.
Mm.
And I have a really great steakhouse story. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Yeah, might be fun. I took my family to the Sizzler Steakhouse. This was
many
decades ago. And we were sitting down having a dinner, the three of us, and a party of six or eight was put right next to us, and they had a toddler that was screaming, and it was annoying. So I called my waiter over and I said, "What are you gonna do about this?"
Something for your troubles.
He started giving me the old verbal tap dance, you know.
Hmm.
And so I said, "Let me talk to your supervisor." So the manager came over, and I said, "What are you going to do about this?" And he says, "Well, you know, this is a family restaurant." I said, "Yeah, I know. I'm here with my family." So I said, "Look, either you're going to deal with this, or I'm going to deal with it."
Damn, Rooster.
And I said, "Just between you and me, I would just as soon you let me handle it." Well, before I was done speaking, that kid was out of there. Took that kid right outside. As soon as they heard me say that, those people.
Because they were scared of you?
Damn, Rooster.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I didn't know you were so scary.
Me neither.
They woke up the rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
What the?
That's right.
You're a dork. That was one of the...
That was the best joke I've ever made.
No, that was one of the dorkiest... I'm embarrassed.
The best joke.
I feel embarrassed for you.
What you're feeling is shame that you didn't come up with it. Cock-a-doodle-doo. No, I wanted to add a mother to the end, but I didn't because this is a family show.
That was a mess. Yeah.
Cock-a-doodle-doo,
Stop
rooster.
Stop saying that.
Thanks for calling.
I feel so weird right now.
Have a good one.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't look proud.
Yeah, I'm so proud. I win. That was the best joke.
Ugh. That wasn't a good joke. It wasn't a good joke. It was an obvious
joke. My face hurts.
From laughing at your joke?
Yeah.
Not a good joke. Did you see I, Tonya yet?
No.
Ugh. You should.
Maybe I'll go tomorrow night.
Oh, maybe. What do you mean? You have plans already.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Framery. Hi, Michelle. Happy New Year.
Hi,
hey,
Ted.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
What's your favorite meat?
I like all meat, to be honest with you.
Pick a favorite.
I guess beef, yeah.
I thought we'd get a lot of bacon. Beef is too general.
Yeah, no, you guys, come on. This is like, you
well,
gotta come.
I was gonna ask for the trivia, but you jumped in.
You want the trivia?
You can't get the trivia unless you answer the meat question. That's the first question of the trivia game. And if you don't pass the meat question, you don't get to the rest of the questions in the trivia game.
Damn,
and I don't
strict.
Think you passed.
Damn. Okay,
what's your favorite meat?
On the meat?
Let's try again. What's your favorite meat, Ted?
Ribeye steak.
Thank All you, right. Ted.
There we go.
Go ahead, Michelle.
All right.
Okay.
This is a bad one.
Go.
I'll go easy at first.
Oh, my God. Just choose.
Okay, fine. Which city is divided by the Danube River? Budapest or Istanbul?
Budapest.
Very good.
Michelle, be quicker.
A plateau is an area of land. Is it flat, domed, or craggy?
Flat.
These are too easy. What is the product of 2 over 3 times 4 over 5?
Whoa. 2 over 3. The product of
yeah.
2 over 3?
Time, times 4 over 5. You need a piece of paper for this one.
No, I got it. It's,
what?
It's 12,
nope.
20. It's, so that would be 6 times 3, 3 fifths.
No.
No?
Why not?
It's 8 over 15.
Huh?
You got to find the lowest common denominator.
You do?
Yeah.
No, wait,
between
wait,
3
wait.
And 5. 8:15.
You lost. Okay, how many did he get right?
8 over 5, right?
No.
He got 3 right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just I'm Ted, sorry. You're on the list with 3. Have a good one.
Right. Here, why don't you take one of these?
There's 2?
Yeah. So, the question is on one page, and then the answer's on the page right after it.
What?
Not behind it. It's counterintuitive.
Oh, this is stupid. Wait, what? These are all questions.
No. There's a question, and then afterwards is an answer.
Oh, my God. How stupid.
Yeah. Counterintuitive.
What idiot made this? Okay, 201-209-9368. What's your favorite meat? Is the first question to our trivia game. If you don't get that right... You don't move on to the next round.
You can't play with us.
Yeah. You can't play with us.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
My favorite meat is beef.
That's not a good answer, you brat.
Hey, be nice to the kiddos.
He hung up. That's rude. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, my favorite meat is pork chops and applesauce.
Okay, good delivery. You moved on to round one of trivia.
Michelle? All right, I'm as dumb as a box of rocks, so go easy on me, ladies, and Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Michelle?
Okay, double one of the letters in loser to get something that fits less tight.
What?
What?
Oh.
Double one on, dude, of the letters easy. In loser to get something that fits less tight.
Oh, listen, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I
you
love
loser!
Your show.
Loser!
I've been listening to when, I guess it, Cohen was his name on your years
no.
ago. And I just want to say you guys are great. You're awesome. I listen every week. I'm done. I'm confused. But I'm going to listen every week continuously. Keep on rocking. You're awesome, and I love you,
all
girl.
All right, have a good one. Is today the day we find out all our listeners are dumb?
I thought we already knew that.
Or, like, is it a fact that we already know?
No, there's a mix.
Like, today it'll be proven.
Plus, I don't know. Just because you can't answer these questions doesn't mean you're dumb.
My mom, you know how she thinks you spell loser?
L-O-O-S-E-R.
Looser.
Yeah, but that doesn't... And she's not dumb.
Guess depends on who you ask. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
What's your favorite meat?
Okay, favorite meat is going to be pork belly sliced like an accordion style, marinated, and then grilled, and then chopped up and served on top of jasmine rice.
Pork belly is almost as annoying of a food fad as truffle oil.
Truffle oil is gross, guys.
I'm not into the pork belly.
Pork belly is delicious. Yo, put it on the grill. I'm telling you.
It's not as good as steak tartare.
Okay, but you're moving on to round one. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What drug is found in tobacco?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Shh. What drug is found in tobacco?
What drug is found in tobacco? Nicotine?
Very good. Complete this analogy. Novel is to novelist as play is to what?
A playwright.
Yes, very good.
Well done. You actually have a brain.
Your turn.
Oh, sorry. How many inches are in 8.5 feet?
What inches in 8.5 feet?
Yes.
80, 104, 110.
Wrong.
102.
Michelle.
Wait, hold on.
We just said the answer. So.
I said 102. Why are you Michelling me?
Because they're playing, not you.
He said he didn't know, and he said the wrong thing.
Oh, my God. Sorry, buddy. You lost.
Wait, hold on. Before I go.
What?
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess had the right product. You said what are the products of the fractions, and if you find the lowest common denominator, that's addition.
Well, in my face.
Wait, so the answer in the book was wrong?
No, the answer in the book was right, but when I said lowest common denominator, I was wrong.
Oh, Jesus. Goodbye. You know who is not allowed to play this game?
Who?
There's one listener who is going to call tonight.
Know it all.
And he's going to be very excited about this game.
We're going to not let him
play. And he's not allowed to play.
He's going to say, you can't play with us.
He can't play with us. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, what's up? What's your favorite meat?
Well, I've been a vegetarian since about August.
Bye-bye!
My favorite meat. Wait.
What?
You still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
You just said you were a vegetarian.
The Meat Puppets, the band.
Too clever.
Does that count? No?
No, you're trying too hard.
I'm sorry.
You could say, like, a cauliflower steak. Isn't that all the food?
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Oh, I love
tempeh bacon! Yeah. I love that meat that's, like, not meat, but it's made to look like meat because they inject beet juice in it so it bleeds.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
I just made that up. I saw it on a reality show.
It's a good idea. Did you see it
I say cauliflower with, like, buffalo sauce?
It's too late. You already lost. Have a good one.
He didn't get to play trivia.
Nope. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what's your favorite meat?
My favorite meat? I think that would be Howard Stern's penis. Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey.
Was that Matt Warwick?
No.
Did Matt Warwick just get one of his friends to call in and say that?
He wouldn't do that.
Then who the hell was that?
People say Baba Booey all the time. It's like a
thing. Do you think it's just a coincidence?
People say it all the time.
No. That was definitely someone who knows Matt Warwick.
I don't think so.
Matt Warwick, watch it. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
All right. Hey, my favorite meat is... I like... lemon pepper chicken.
Okay, you moved on to Jeopardy.
Oh, thank God. I used to be a vegetarian, and for 13
we don't
years,
care.
I started eating meat.
Okay, we don't care. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Take the word pain and add a letter to get the opposite of fancy.
Plain.
Well done!
Okay, oof. Here's mine. Jen won points when she didn't dye her hair purple. Was her win literal or figurative?
Ooh, I like it.
Wait, can you say that again?
Sure. Jen won points when she didn't dye her hair purple. Was her win literal or figurative?
Figurative.
Very good.
What does the formula CO2 represent?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. CO2?
Yeah.
That's carbon dioxide.
Well done, Michelle.
Does distilled vinegar kill germs because it's an acid or because it's a base?
An acid or a what?
Or a base.
A base?
Yeah.
And it's I would say vinegar is acidic, so acid.
Very good. You're winning.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and I'm dropping too. Ooh.
Okay, this is a hard one.
Okay.
Find the answer hidden in the word. Ready?
Yeah.
There's something grandmotherly about a banana.
Find the hidden word. I mean, it's an entire sentence, right? There's something grandmotherly about a banana?
Yes. This is a hard one because it's confusing, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's a hidden word. Something.
10, 9.
I don't know. I think the girls got me on this.
7. Banana. Six. There's something
Five,
grandmotherly
four,
about a banana.
Three,
what, Nana?
Two.
Yeah!
By the skin of your teeth.
Okay, go, Michelle.
Okay.
You're good.
Which two spread the bubonic plague? The rat and flea or the cow and mosquito?
The bubonic plague?
Yeah.
I think it was rat.
Rat and flea? Or cow and mosquito?
Bubonic? I thought it was the rat.
All right, you got it. Rat and flea.
Rats and fleas, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We got to stump this guy.
Yeah,
now it's a game for us.
Him.
Jesus. Which continent surrounds the South Pole?
The South Pole. Which continent surrounds the South Pole? Continent or continents?
Continent, singular.
Singular? Is it Australia?
No. Wah, wah! Antarctica.
Ooh,
what's your name,
job,
buddy?
Oof,
what's your name?
My name's Mark.
Mark, you're on the list. I think you got 6 right.
Yeah, Mark, are you sweating?
You got 6 right. You might
win
a free T-shirt.
I'm driving and doing this at the same time.
Oh, impressive.
Ooh.
You might win a free T-shirt.
Well, what's the right answer anyways?
Antarctica.
Oh, my God.
So listen at the end of the hour because you might win a free T-shirt.
All right, have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
That was a good round.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Turkey bacon.
Ugh. Gross.
I think it's okay.
Okay, you moved on to round one. Michelle, go ahead.
Ooh, I'm not ready. Okay. Was Hammurabi's code written in ancient Egypt?
Jesus, you're starting him with, like, the hardest one.
Shh.
Babylonia.
You didn't even let me finish and wrong.
You suck.
Mesopotamia was the correct answer.
That's okay.
He didn't want to play, I don't think.
Why don't you
want to
play?
I want to continue.
No, you can't continue. You sound like Michelle. Want take half.
I lost left, right, center.
All right, goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Kittens.
Moved on to the next round. I like it.
Ding, ding.
I got a good one.
Go.
If you spin around in 4 circles, how many degrees have you spun?
Oh, I'm not good at math. 360 times 4. Oh. Where's the calculator? Can I use a calculator, please? 360 times 4 equals 1,400.
You're cheating.
He got it anyway.
Keeping on this degree theme, What do you call an angle of 123 degrees? She's not going to get this.
97?
What? No, it's an obtuse angle because it's bigger than 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wah, wah.
See ya.
Have a good one. Oh, no, I broke the phone.
Again?
Shh. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Steak. Really crunchy steak.
Crunchy?
Crunchy steak?
Yes.
Like as crunchy as bacon?
Wait, I meant bacon, sorry.
Wait, hold on. Let's start over. Hi, what's your favorite meat?
Bacon.
Yeah, bacon's delicious.
All right, you want to move on to the trivia round?
I'm only 9, so, no.
Why not?
Oh, you're, come on.
Come on, we can give you some easy ones, maybe.
Some softballs.
Ready?
Okay,
should I go first?
Yeah, you go first. I was going to give him a hard one. But
okay, multiply 3 by 1.
3, that's easy. I'm in fourth grade.
Nice!
Good one.
I don't know how smart 9-year-olds are.
I don't either. Okay, here's one.
Hey, you were 9-year-olds once.
All right, I got one.
That was a really long time ago, buddy.
I got one. A supernova occurs. Here, come on. A supernova occurs when two or more stars collide. True or false?
True.
False.
Oh.
A supernova is the explosion of a single star.
Should we give him another chance?
Okay, we'll give you one more.
I got
one. We'll give you one more.
Ready? In karate, what color belt does a beginner wear?
White.
Nice!
Very good. Okay.
Michelle.
I'm trying to find one.
This is not easy. Okay, Michelle's looking for a good one for you.
Ugh. Hold on.
You can also edit the ones that are in here to be easier.
I'm trying to find one.
This is not easy, buddy. You're really throwing us for a loop here.
I've got one. What terrorist killed by the U.S. government in 2011 planned the 9/11 attacks?
Michelle!
What?
The Nazis? I don't know.
The Nazis! Yes, the Nazis. Yes. Yes. Good answer. Perfect answer. Oh, I love you. Okay, here's one. Ready? Are you listening?
Yes.
Is a person who has a green thumb good at gardening, cooking, or painting?
It's totally fictional.
Wait, what?
What?
That's not one of the answers, buddy.
I don't know.
No, it's gardening, like green, like plants. Get it?
No, spinach is green, right?
Yes, but only spinach. Like, there aren't, not every food is green. But every plant is pretty much green, almost. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Okay, bye, see ya.
Did you know the Nazis were responsible for 9/11?
That's what I've heard.
That was a great answer. Like, it was incredible. He's like, I know the Nazis killed people.
And they did.
Yeah, it was so good.
I guess he was born after 9/11, so it's...
Yeah, he was born 9 years ago. You know when he was born? 2008?
I don't want to hear it.
All right.
My ovaries don't want to hear that.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Baby back ribs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sing it.
I got my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby.
Sing it.
Oh, baby back, baby back, baby back. I don't know what song you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Barbecue sauce. Yeah, barbecue sauce.
All right, who goes first?
Anyway.
Okay, you moved on to round one.
Awesome.
Michelle?
OMG, is this an interjection or a conjunction?
Oh, Jesus.
Conjunction?
Wrong. It's an interjection. It expresses a strong feeling.
That's a hard one.
No, whatever.
I thought my ribs were good, so maybe I can get a second question.
No, you're not a 9-year-old.
Absolutely not.
Nice try, though. Have a good one.
Happy
Be a man.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Be a man, people. Only the children get second chances around here.
I don't want to give anyone a second chance.
The child deserved one, though. Plus, it was worth it because then we got his Nazi answer. Right. And that just made my day.
I thought it was maybe a girl.
Oh, was it a girl?
I don't know.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Grilled lamb chops.
I do love it. You know what's good? The grilled lamb chop at St. Anselm's.
Do you eat it with couscous or rice?
With what?
Couscous or rice.
Both can be good. Couscous. There's not a right
good answer. Good answer. You've
There's not a
on.
Right answer.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I got one. Okay, you go.
The Dead Sea is 7 times as salty as the ocean. True or false?
True.
Correct. Did you know the Dead Sea is actually a salt lake?
Yes.
Oh, really? Not a sea?
Mm-mm. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'll lob him a softball. How do you say please in Spanish?
Por favor.
I love when white people say por favor. Cracks me up.
Well, I'm glad I can entertain.
What do scientists call animals that do not have a backbone?
Invertebrates.
Correct.
Ooh, good one.
3 right so far.
The flowering plant called an iris is a perennial. What does this mean?
That means it only blooms once.
Wrong. That's an annual. A perennial blooms year after year.
Oh, okay.
Perennial means forever. Perennial.
Oh.
Annual is a year.
I didn't even know there were flowers that only bloomed once a year and then died.
That's great you didn't know that. Cause that's
what kind of flowers do that?
Lots of flowers.
Like, name one.
I can't.
Like, then it just dies?
Mm-hmm.
Like how a bee, doesn't a bee sting you and then it dies? Is it like that?
That's not true.
I thought some kind of insect stings you and then dies.
That's bluff ball.
That's not bluff ball.
Yeah,
dude. That's not bluff ball, Michelle.
My friend heard his 6-year-old daughter trying to explain bluff ball to her little friend. He said it was his proudest parenting moment.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Buffalo wings.
Ew. I do love me some buffalo wings.
All right, Michelle, you go first. You've moved on.
All right.
All right, you ready? All matter on Earth can be liquid, solid, or gas, which has no shape or volume.
Yes.
Very good.
All right. What was Mark Twain's real name?
Samuel Clemens.
Oh! I'm impressed that you knew that. Okay.
That's pretty good. All right. What imaginary line divides the Earth into the eastern and western hemispheres?
The 0 degree... No, it's the Greenwich line? Greenwich median line?
No.
Oh, wait, northern and southern hemisphere or eastern and western?
East and west.
East and west. Wait a second. It has got to be the... It's just like the 0 degree line of longitude. No?
Yeah, but it has a name.
It's not the equator. That's the other one.
No, that's horizontal.
Just like the axis? Oh, guys, that's a hard one.
Wait. Oi, oi, oi. He already lost it.
All right. Sorry, bro. Okay. It's the prime meridian.
Yes. Dang it.
See ya.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Hey, my favorite meat is lox.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's good, you know, because it's like salty and smoked.
Okay, question number one.
Okay.
Do a central city and its suburbs make up a local, rural, or metropolitan area?
Ooh.
Oh.
This one's easy.
What? Metropolitan?
Yes.
If someone... Yeah. Yes.
Yeah!
If someone has blue eyes, did they receive the recessive gene from one or both parents?
Both parents.
Very good.
If a flight lasts 75 minutes and you arrive at 10:15, what time did you leave?
Uh...
9?
Yeah!
Wow! Yeah.
I can do math.
All right, I got another math for you. What is the common name of the formula A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah!
Buddhism is practiced only in Japan and China. True or false?
False.
Yeah!
Really? Yeah!
All right. Mangrove trees can grow in either freshwater or saltwater. True or false?
False.
True.
Oh!
They have roots and leaves that get rid of salt.
Wait, how many did you win? 5 or 6?
5.
5.
All right, buddy. Thanks for playing.
Oh, thanks.
Have a good one.
You too.
He thought he was going somewhere.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Hey, I like a nice duck breast.
Whoa.
Okay, duck breast. You move on.
Sweet.
Michelle, would you like to go first?
Yeah.
Go.
Calculate 8 times 100 divided by 4.
Jesus! That's really 200. Easy, though.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Which two of these states share a border? California, Nevada, New Mexico.
California, Nevada.
Yes.
I've got a callback. Name the movement Martin Luther started to reform the Roman Catholic Church.
What?
The movement?
The movement? No one's going to get this.
I mean, that's what... No, that's not it.
No one's going to get this.
Well, must be a good one.
The Protestant Reformation. We talked about it before, and I said
that's
Martin
too
Luther.
Hard.
No.
A sixth grader is supposed to know that answer?
This guy's not in sixth grade.
I'm saying these are for sixth graders, right?
Age 12.
Yeah, that's sixth grade.
Yeah, they probably learned that in history.
I guess. It's just the problem, like, none of us remember this crap. Am I allowed to say that word?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, did you just lose?
Yep.
All right, have a good one. Yeah, I guess. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Any kind of meat that I don't have to eat with a bunch of convicts sitting around me.
Hi, Scott! OMG.
Oh, my God!
Wow. Scott, OMG.
It's so weird to hear your voice.
Tell us everything.
Yeah, tell us everything. How many people have you had sex with since you got out of jail?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, sex. Is that that thing where, like, you go to the shower?
Yeah, let's not. No, that's the thing.
And then you wake up a couple hours later tied to the bench with bed sheets?
No, that's the thing you did in jail. The thing that it's... Sex is now called with women.
This is a new life now.
I'm a little slow with that.
Zero?
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Actually, that's very respectable.
How's it going in the real world? You got a Gmail account?
Did you get a job?
Well, I'm taking my time with all that. I've been working, but you know, as far as like going and getting a job, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
Anytime soon. I'd rather work for myself.
What do you do?
All types of construction.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mainly drywall.
When are you going to go see your dad?
Again?
When are you going to see your dad?
I'm working on that. Pearl has to let me go down to Florida.
Do you have to stay here? How often do you have to see your parole officer?
Right now, once a week, every Wednesday, but pretty soon it'll be like once every 4 months.
What was the first thing you ate when you got out?
Good question.
Let's see. What was the first thing I ate? A donut.
Oh, that's a good one.
What kind of donut?
Old fashioned.
It was one of those like a cruller kind
a
of
French
thing,
cruller.
You're rumpy. Fancy, Scott.
I like those. Scott, who picked you up from jail when you got out?
My best friend Rick.
Was he so excited?
Yeah, he was pretty psyched.
Did he tell you how muscular you look?
I told him to be at the jail at 8 o'clock.
He was late.
Normally, you know, for years I've been watching guys leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And So I tell him, be there at 8 o'clock. He's like, no, no, you'll be all right. You won't be out till 10. I'm like, no, dude, I'll be out before 9 o'clock. You know, just be there. Well, of course, that has to be the morning when, like, there's some freaking weird outbreak and, like, 8 people got to go out on an emergency medical trip, so my leaving got held up. Then somebody wants to get into a crazy fight, so they all had to run off and deal with that. I didn't even start getting processed out of there until about 9:30. So,
I have a good question. So you were in for 10 years. Did they give you all the stuff back when you left that you checked in with?
How would he remember what he checked in with?
They'd just give him a bag of stuff.
You know, I had a really nice shirt, and I'll never see that again.
See?
But, see, they took it.
I mean,
they're
I'll
thieves.
Take my freedom over that shirt any day.
Yeah. They're thieves. Well, welcome back to reality. It sucks. But not as bad as jail.
You know what? No, it is pretty freaking awesome, man.
You got to go swimming in an ocean, my
Wait,
friend.
Wait, so where are you? In Jersey or something?
Long Island.
No, I'm Eastern Long Island. I'm out at Mastic Beach.
Pretty. You got to go swimming in the ocean when it gets a little warmer.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
what's going to be we're, nice about eating a lobster roll.
As soon as
the
weather breaks, we're going to start getting the boats ready. And
you have a boat?
Yeah. Boats, yeah.
He's doing better than I am.
I don't got a boat.
I hardly got
an
apartment.
Yeah, my buddy is doing pretty good here.
All right, do you want to play trivia?
Okay.
All right, Michelle, you going first?
Okay. If the waiter uses the lingo black cow, did you order a cola or chocolate milk?
What the hell? I've never heard that in my life.
It's got to be a chocolate milk.
Very good.
I've never heard that in my life.
Me neither.
Weird. One second. I'm finding a good one.
Nice, Franny. Nice.
Is the water in a thermal spring hot, warm, cool, or cold?
I would say hot.
Yes.
That's what I was
going to
say.
How cool would it be if Scott wins?
Very cool.
Oh, that'll be so cool. I hope you win.
I'll give him an easy one.
Thanks.
Was Frank Lloyd Wright a well-known astronaut, playwright, or architect?
Architect.
Very good.
Which is correct? He did really good or he did really well?
He did really well.
Yes.
Okay. What do ogres, giants, goblins, dragons, and trolls all have in common?
Oh my God. I dated them all! Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Are all fictitious characters?
Yes, they're all make believe.
Yeah, but good. They're not really make believe. Okay. Let me find a good one because I feel like we're giving you easy ones.
This one's super easy.
Was Julius Caesar a Roman emperor? Consul or dictator?
I believe he was an emperor.
Wah, wah! He was a dictator. How many did you get right? 5?
No one's gotten past 5.
No one's gotten past 6. Mark got 6. All right, Scott, you did pretty well.
Thanks.
We're very excited that you are now free to enjoy your life.
Yes.
Make good choices.
Yeah, I appreciate everything that you two have done. I've had a whole lot of fun. You almost got me killed because I'd be sitting there
cool.
in prison with my headphones on, cracking my ass off, and cracking guys were looking at me like I was crazy. And I think people wanted to beat me up at times, but that's all right.
Well, we're glad you didn't get killed.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah,
eat a lot of pizza.
I made it out with all my blood.
It's time to have sex, though.
Eat pizza, have sex, watch cable.
Yes!
That's my advice to you.
Yes! 2018! All right, Scott, talk to you soon.
All
right, have a good one.
Bye, Scott. Congratulations. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, talk to you next week.
That was good. I'm so happy.
Very exciting.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Call us at 201-2... This is the first time I've given out the number since the show started, just so you know.
Blowing up.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is trivia, but the first question is, what's your favorite meat? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what's your favorite meat?
Mechanically separated chicken.
What does that mean?
The chicken you buy in a grocery store is mechanically separated.
That's disgusting. Okay,
we
gotta fine.
Go free range, baby.
Who's going first?
Me.
No, you dummy.
Oh, that
I'm
made
talking
me
to
mad.
Michelle.
That made me mad.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Jeez. Go.
I'm gonna give him a hard one.
Good. Yeah, you should.
Complete that's the ratio. Hang up.
What'd he say?
He said that's
ew.
What she said.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
The gabagool.
What's gabagool?
This guy's friends with Matt Warwick, too.
That's like ham.
Okay, but I like the way you said it. You move on to round one.
All right.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Trees won't grow above a mountain's timberline. True or false?
True.
This one's easy. Puerto Rico is one of the 50 states in the United States. True or false?
False.
Very good.
Which are part of the Jewish religion? The Gospels or the Ten Commandments?
The Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which is not or which is? Not.
Which are.
Oh. Yeah. Which is not a crustacean? A shrimp? A crab? A clam or a crayfish?
A clam?
Very good. It's a mollusk. Do you like that Ween album, The Mollusk?
Sure. What's 47 times 30?
God, I can't do math.
Good luck, buddy.
What is it?
Wait, hold on.
He's not?
No, what's the question?
47 times 30.
I give up.
If you were smart, you would cheat.
Huh?
Nothing.
241.
1,410. Have a good one.
All right, later.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
I would have to say marinated skirt steak.
I like a skirt steak.
Mine's filet mignon.
Mine's steak tartare.
Ew.
What?
All right, buddy.
I like raw meat.
Which is an island? Honduras, Nicaragua, or Jamaica?
I'm sorry, say Nicaragua again?
Nicaragua or Jamaica?
It's Jamaica, man.
Yes, it is, man. Michelle?
Okay. Which was writing paper for the ancient Egyptians, parchment or papyrus?
Papyrus, the terrible font.
Yes.
I like that font.
No, you don't. No one does.
That's why I like it. How many tons or how many pounds are in 3 tons?
Ooh.
Gotcha. They always get, they always lose it with the math.
Let's just do math from now on.
Wait, do I get multiple choice on this one too?
No, there's no multiple choice.
Okay. I'm going to say 3,000 pounds.
6,000.
Wah, wah.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
I like a T-bone steak.
Okay.
I like a T-bone steak, even though that's what poor people eat.
Cats were worshipped in ancient Egypt. True or false?
True.
Mm-hmm.
What mythical ruler had the golden touch?
King Midas?
Yeah.
What kind of animal is an impala? Bear, cat, or antelope?
Antelope.
Yes?
I know that from Buck Hunter. Besides horses, what animals helped Hannibal's army to cross the Alps?
Elephants.
Oh my God, how did you know that?
If an announcement is about to be made, is it imminent or eminent?
Ooh.
The first one. Imminent.
Correct.
It is.
That's 6.
Oh, my God. Okay. Which country has the most earthquakes in the world?
Chile?
No. Japan.
Japan. Oh.
What's your name, buddy?
It's listener Ken from Hyde Park.
Oh, Ken from Hyde Park.
Ken, you're on the list. You're tied with Mark at 6 answers.
We should have a playoff round where they both call back.
We might.
At the same time.
We might.
Okay.
All right. Listen at the end of the hour.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You think we could get them both back on the phone at the same time?
Well, if not, the one who calls wins. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
You're tied with Mark.
Hi, what's your favorite meat? You got to turn your radio down. I don't have time for that. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite meat?
Scrapple.
What the hell's that?
It's some weird breakfast.
Sounds meat. It's good. It's kind of like what you would get in...
Okay, who won the Opium War, the British or the Chinese?
I wish it was me.
Opium Wars? Can you tell me what year that was?
No, I don't have a year. Dude, I'm reading a question off a thing. Do I look like an encyclopedia?
I'll say the British.
Yes. Hello? Yes.
All right.
I'm taking this guy out.
Yeah, take him out.
How much is 3,099 plus 2?
Oh, come on, Michelle.
3,099 plus 2 is
3,101. I thought it was at times when
No. Yes.
Jesus.
What?
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get you.
Get him with a math.
Oh, I got him. What form of Japanese poetry has three lines with a total of 17... Oh, this is easy.
You know
17
that.
Syllables. God damn it.
If you spin around in four circles, how many degrees have you spun?
Four circles. That would be about 1,000... Hold on a second.
I got them.
No, 1,200... 1,440.
Mm-hmm. Which king was beheaded in the French Revolution? 14,
king?
15, or 16?
What was his name?
Louis the 14th, the 15th, or the 16th?
Well, you know what? If it was the 14th or 15th, there would be no 16th. So I'm saying 16th.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Annoying.
How
I hate him. How many have you gotten right so far?
90. Oh, was that a question? Wait, was that a trivia question?
Yeah.
All right. All lightning will eventually strike the ground. True or false?
Eventually, all lightning will eventually... No.
Ugh, you're annoying.
God, I hate him.
Annoying.
Yeah, I hate you.
Know-it-all. Did you hear me?
Is this know-it-all? He just changed his voice?
No, it's not know-it-all.
By the way, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, goodbye. I hate you. No, we're going to get you.
Yeah, we're going to get you. All right, I got one.
God, that hee-hee just drove me. I hate
He's
this guy.
Mocking you.
I hate you.
I'm going to say hi like Mr. Know-it-all.
That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, I got one. In Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, what were Caesar's dying words?
Et tu, Brute.
Are you kidding me?
How did you know that? How did you know that?
Because I am of average intelligence.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
And I'm an above average intelligence.
No, I don't think so.
Oh!
I'm gifted. I'm gifted, dude.
Oh my God, I'm desperately trying to find a question that's going to stump this jerk.
I'm gifted. All right, should I try again?
I believe it. And you know what? You're a phenomenon.
I hate you.
You're an underground phenomenon.
Is Manila the capital of the Philippines or the Bahamas?
Oh, that's easy.
Philippines.
How much is...
I win?
No. How much is 8 times 0.05?
That's so easy, Michelle.
0.05 would probably be 0.04?
No!
Oh, no, 0.4.
Oh, no, you lose! You lose!
He still won.
He won.
What's your name, jerk?
Phil!
God, I hate you. He won 8 questions.
Phil, you suck. You win.
Ugh. I know. I love you guys.
Hate you!
Email shutupweirdo at WFMU.org with your t-shirt size.
And mailing address.
For your free.
Send it to my friend Harry.
I don't have
send
time.
Send email.
You send
email
it to your own friend. I don't do transfers. This isn't a bank. He doesn't want the shirt. He shouldn't be calling the show. I hung up on him.
You showed him.
Mark and Ken from Hyde Park. We're going to do a final round.
No, we don't have time.
Yes, we can. Whoever calls wins. Hi, you're on the radio. Who is this?
Hang up.
Hi, you're on the radio. Who is this?
It's Know-It-All.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio. Who is this? Nope.
Hi, you're on the radio. Who is this?
No, honey. There's no calls. Ken from Hyde Park, call us right now. Hi, you're on the radio. Who is this?
Mark.
What? You're lying.
Liar.
You're faking it.
Not. Prove it.
Prove it.
Prove it.
It's Mark.
Prove it.
What?
Prove it.
Comment?
Prove?
Mark, who called the show before.
Sorry, what?
Okay, no. We gotta go.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We gotta go.
No! Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Ken Hegley. Ken from Hyde Park.
Yay! Okay, you win the t-shirt. Send me your email address. Or wait, no, wait, what? Send me your... Wait, what, Michelle?
Send us your email address.
No, your mailing address.
Oh, yeah, your mailing address and t-shirt size to shutupweirdo at WFMU.org.
You win.
You've been listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
To Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, and New York City at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'm so tired.
Frequent caller inner of WFMU and sometimes witty guy. And welcome to Billy Jim. Over the next hour, it is our hope, dear listener, that Billy will
expand your mind.
But let us guide in light, life. But let us guide in light, life. But let us. Let us guide in light, life.
Are you not one who's surrounded by these brothers of Stalin? Like the man called Malvin and tenor saxophone, Lampman, the great producer, K. Hudson around. Still a kind of real cloud, like I say. That bebop is music of this car, dynamic fashion.
Yo! Yo, I was in my cell, I clicked my heels 3 times. Pink chest tools, my khaki suit mastermind, wore the whip, tossed the coke in the echelon line, platinum and gold. Ryan English hat to the side, immaculate rhyme, it's so obvious. Watching the world from up top, snakeskin binoculars, red companions. Cause X is on the suede mansion, my bedroom had a bedroom, my bitch be dancing, my bitch be dancing. My bedroom had a bedroom. My wrist be dancing. The flyers that slipping. We live and die by the kitchen. Chopping no dishes. Grab the pot for ambition. We have no offenses. Banana yellow fences. Push a crack like we invented it. Jeff Cool, Louis Ruben Duffel got 10 in it. 10 in it. The Kobe Jordan pack. We was kicking it. Anti-social, social club with the snub. Yo, boom, 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 boom. They detect the little love, bro. Red wizard, protect man, listen, hand kiss it. Miami Beach Gaggers on Biscayne, Biscayne. My shooter seat is B-O-N, Biscayne, Biscayne. Thank God for my wrist game, wrist game. Counting money in a bubble bath. Whip half, I got another half. Whip, rock the Venomit. Backhand you with the 40-ass launch, you had a spin. A Cold War letterman, you would never be better than. Shot second wind, pulled up with Reggie. Yeah, looking all devilish. Word to the goggles on my Eagle Brantley. Best Supreme Louis gloves, it's the scampi. Supreme Louis box logo with the fofo. Boom, boom, the way we sell the square, this is Pogo. This is Pogo. This is Pogo.
Jumping to a conclusion, cause it's stunt your evolution. Like the trees dumped into some dust upon fusion. My old cocktail of mine, chemicals to real time. It's all good as long as he ain't inhaling swine. Dare to climb, scared money makes none. Take one. You sure to flush before the jigs come. Old shark, specialty is flow art. Smart, we're going circles like a go-kart. Yeah, don't start, make them have to finish. Just bounce like gold diggers. Once the dough diminish, phony, he gets lonely at the finish. Yo. You see, some deal dope, others steal hope. What's revealed is of a certain feel, growth. Yellow moist mushies, banana peel coke. At worst, could not be confused with real soap. Nope, you see, disaster is intended. In the face of truth, don't ever be offended. Overstand the past to get a grasp of the present. I make it faster than you spend it. End it. Keep your mind on your mask, kid. Horror form a classic, it's drastic. Filling hydrochloric acid, splashed it. Pulling on, reached and blasted. Pow, pin stripes on a basket. New York style, wow. Cheddar grab easy. It's only entertainment though, when thought out completely. Sad demeanor could get under dropping bag cleaner. Master schemer. Expert in that arena, puffin' Pasadena. He read the grass was greener. Black Nima, IH gyrate. Rubbing shoulders with pigs who don't fly straight. Just ate, causing indigestion. Soon regurgitate into profits, no question. Nosy agent sniffing around. Pay attention, you can take that to the bank. Thanks, don't mention. Pleasure's all mine. Amen.
manage all. Clear advantage like playing paddleball on Adderall. Be great, that is all. Aight, one more rhyme. So stitching rappers' lines, pure pork rhymes.
Hey, yo, it's after midnight, back in midnight studios. Fuck the rug on my wrist, right? Break white, but take a spray. Yeah, you put the residue on ice, nice. Price on your baby mama had no lice, trace. Jack tear on the Gucci neck. Out the cabaret, shooting two Uzis on some movie shit. Who we at? Work tilapia. You ever had butterflies until we're locked up? My nigga back on Ramadan. He fucked my scalp 30 days worth of praise. Went to sleep late, got an early grave. Only met my plug twice when I get them shits up.